This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And it is time for our weekly health minute. And today we're talking all things allergies with Dr. Christopher Weber. Good morning, Dr. Weber.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. You know, I'm sitting here going, we talked about this a little bit last week. Is it a cold or is it an allergies I'm dealing with? So what exactly are seasonal allergies?
And it seems to be getting worse, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
No, when we talk about allergies, most people think of the same thing, you know, some type of itchy, runny, sneezy, stuffy, goopy, grimy. I mean, pretty much everything that comes out of the nose, plus some itchy, red, watery eyes. I mean, it's for people who suffer with allergies, it's miserable. But for those who don't, it's really hard to convey that feeling of what's happening. And as you mentioned, everybody's had a cold. And most people are miserable when they have a cold. I mean, I know I am not the most pleasant person to be around when I'm sick. So when you really look at it, the symptoms of a common cold are when your immune system is fighting off, you know, a bacteria, a virus, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at allergies, what it really is a different part of your immune system that's decided to treat pollen or pets or mold or dust mites like a virus. So it's trying to fight it off. The problem is that pollen doesn't care. It doesn't go away. It just seems to be there all season long. So when I talk to people without allergies, I tell them that it's like having a season-long cold. And that's really what the best comparison is. And really, when you think about it, it's kind of funny because your immune system thinks it's doing you a favor. For all the allergy sufferers out there, you know, your immune system is protecting you against pine pollen and cat hair. You know, good job, immune system. But
right.
But it's really not doing you any favors. And now that I kind of say that out loud, I don't know if that makes it any better or any worse.
Right. Well, and here's a quick question for you, Dr. Weber. Can someone not have allergies and develop allergies later in life? So they might be thinking they have a cold and then they're like, oh my gosh, maybe I have allergies. Or our doctors tells them you might have allergies.
Absolutely. Allergies often start in childhood, but they can happen and peak at any time, anywhere between our 20s to 40s or prime allergy season. And then while it does decrease after that, you can develop it at any time.
Interesting.
And doctor, what are some of the reasons why someone may want to see an allergist versus their primary care physician if they have allergies?
That's a fantastic question. Because most primary care doctors do a fantastic job helping people with allergy symptoms. I mean, they can give them antihistamines, they can give them nasal steroid medications, and for all the listeners that are pleased with those results, there is no reason to see an allergist. But really, as an allergist at DaVita Medical Group, I have more options available. I mean, my job as an allergist is to listen to the patient and to treat them as an individual with specific allergies as opposed to just allergies in general. So really, when you see an allergist, you're able to get a plan that's tailored to their immune system. You know, the best example of this is that I can do an allergy test. I can find out specifically what they're allergic to. And it's not just to say, gee whiz, you're really allergic to cats. It's so that we can craft a plan to target their specific allergies, reduce exposure, and then hopefully get them feeling better with fewer medications. That's really what an allergist can do. It can give you a tailored plan, and we have more treatment options available.
And that was going to be my next question. So what are some of the treatment options? Because like you said, a doctor can give, hey, here's an antihistamine, have fun,
mm-hmm.
right? So what are some of those treatment options that you're referring to?
Well, we do have a lot, but I want to give all the listeners a tip right now that they can implement today because it has been a terrible season.
Yeah.
When people see primary care doctors, they often get one medication, you know, an antihistamine. If it doesn't work, they switch to a different one. If it doesn't work, maybe a nose spray. The first thing I do is add medications. If your antihistamine doesn't work, I don't change to a different antihistamine. I add a nose spray. If a nose spray doesn't work, I add an antihistamine. And that's a step that's skipped by so many people. You know, it's not, you don't have a blood pressure medicine and start at a low dose, and if it doesn't work, go to another low dose. You add. So for everyone out there who's suffering from allergies, add these medications. And they could start that today. These are available over the counter at any grocery store or a drugstore. But if that's not enough, come see me or any allergist at DaVita Medical Clinic. And what we do is we can add new nose sprays, prescription nose sprays, prescription tablets. We can even add allergy shots, which is a way to retrain your immune system to tolerate all the allergies that used to cause you problems. big picture is we have options out there. Don't minimize your symptoms.
Right.
All right, Dr. Christopher Weber, we appreciate it with DaVita Medical Group. We'll catch you next week, and we'll talk about asthma a week from today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day, sir. Thank you. 641 on KRDO's Morning News.